Welcome back, you guys, to another episode of Simply Sasha. Today, I want to talk to you guys about overcoming rejection. It's just a test. Okay, now, sometimes God will test you and to see where your heart is at and to see how big your faith is. Will you stand the test of times? Will you still live for God even if things don't go your way? Will you pass the test? Now, what that means is I'm going to give you a clear example. Now, the Bible says in Jeremiah 29:11, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, to give you hope and a future." Other Bibles say, "and an expected end." Okay, now I want to let you know, I started off doing really good in my own walk with God. You know, I live in the better part of Dallas, which is North Dallas, which is basically considered the suburbs. And then I was hospitalized, and then I was homeless, and then I was in prison. So it went from good to not so good to worse. And then afterward, my son was placed into foster care, and I was back, you know, to basically living good. So it goes to show that how I went from good to not so good to worse and beyond worse when my son was, you know, in foster care. But now we seem to be doing well. And so, yeah, it's a way to like make you feel like, oh, I'm not a good parent, or I'm worthless, you know, because that's what the enemy wants you to think. He wants you to think that God has rejected you, when in all reality, the enemy will send people to reject you when God is on your side the entire time, and he can see the beginning to the end because he knows our plans. He knows his plan that he has for us from beginning to the end, and his plans are always good. And so we have to see the bigger picture. And we have to still make up in our hearts and in our minds that we're going to live for God no matter what. No matter if I'm homeless, no matter if I'm in prison, no matter if my son gets taken into foster care, you know, no matter if I'm hospitalized. All of these things just came in. It just came in like a flood, like all of these negative things. But I decided I'm still going to trust God. I'm still going to preach about God, what he's shown to me, what he's done for me. You know, I was set free from prison. You know, I was set free from the hospital. You know, we're working on getting our son back. I'm not homeless anymore. I have a place to live, obviously, because you can't be homeless and raise a family too. So God has made me more stable since then. And that's what I want to say to you guys is, when you're going through something and the tests come, are you going to pass that test? Are you going to overcome the rejection that the enemy sends to make you feel like you're less than anything? You're less than nothing? Are you going to overcome that test? Are you going to start shouting insults at God and saying, "I don't trust you. I don't love you. I don't know, you know, if I can trust you anymore," or whatever those negative things that you have between your relationship with God? I don't know. But we have to learn to overcome rejection and just know that God is for you. The Bible says in Proverbs 3:5-6, "Trust in the Lord and lean not on your own understanding. In all of your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your path straight." And so we have to learn to trust in God. If we want him to make our path straight, we got to trust him. Trust that his plans are good. Trust that he is the most wise God. That he knows what he's doing. That he's in control. You know, trust that he's going to be able to deliver you from your biggest misery. Because we said before that our biggest misery, God can turn into our biggest ministry. And so we have to trust God with our plans. Because I never planned for my son to be placed in foster care. I never planned on being hospitalized. I never planned on being homeless. You know, I never planned for these things, but these things happened to me. His word also says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivers them out of them all. And so maybe I was afflicted with something, you know, and the enemy wants me to think that I'm cursed. But in all reality, I'm actually blessed, because the Bible says, blessed are you when you go through these all type of trials. And so I know that I am blessed. I know that God wants everything to work for my good. For I know the plans I have for you. And it also says, God, for all things work together for the good of those who love God and who are called according to his purposes. And so I know that all things are going to work together. He worked it together for me to be out of prison. He worked it together for me to be out of the hospital. He worked it together for me to not be in a homeless shelter anymore. He worked all things for my good, and now he's going to work it out for me to get my son back eventually and hopefully. And I'm still praying about it. I'm praying fervently, and I know that God is good. And even if I don't get my son back, I'm still going to have to trust God no matter what. I know that his plans are good. So even if he doesn't, I have to trust God, and you have to trust God with whatever it is that you're most desirous about. I remember when I first started my walk, I prayed to God, and my strongest desire when I got saved was to get married, and I finally got married. And now I'm like, oh God, I don't know if I really want to be married anymore, but I love my husband to death, and we just have to make it work, you know, because I prayed fervently and he prayed fervently to find a wife. And now we're married. And so we have to work with what we got and be grateful for what we got. And then I really, really, really desired to have a child. And I finally opened my womb, and I got blessed to have a son after 2 miscarriages. And now I really, really, really want to buy a house. And I feel like God is going to bless me to buy a house, because every time I really, really desired something, I sought God for it. And he always opened the door for me to have those things that I really, really desired in my heart, because God's not going to give me any bad desires. The Bible says, delight yourself in the Lord and he will give you the desires of your heart. So long as my desires align with God's will for my life, it shall come to pass. And so I'm believing in God for a lot of things. What are you believing in God for? What do you have faith in God about? I have faith in God about a lot of things. I have faith that God is going to return my son. I have faith in God that I'm going to have a house someday, that I'm going to own a house. After being homeless, I'm going to own a house. I have faith. I have faith. Faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. I mean, I can see that I have a house. I mean, I can see that I have my son back, because it hasn't happened yet. But I have faith that it's going to happen someday. And that's what you have to do. You have to put your faith in that. You have to put your faith in what the things that you believe in and the things that you really, really, really desire. Now, Joseph and all his brothers were... Joseph was betrayed by all of his brothers after he dreamed that he had a dream that they would bow to him, that he would be their ruler. And they put him in... they were going to leave him for dead. They were going to kill him, but instead they left him inside of a well, and he got sold into slavery to some Egyptians. And then inside of the home where he was living, he was accused of touching Potiphar's wife, and he wound up having to spend several years behind in jail, imprisoned behind something he never even did. And eventually he got out and was able to rule, and his family came to him just as he said they would in his dream, and he forgave them and he blessed them. But in the end, he was blessed. So the rejection that he suffered, you know, he counted all joy, because in the end he was blessed. He was more prosperous. He was the ruler. And that's what God wants to do with you. In Job, it says his latter days were better than his beginning days. He was greatly increased in his latter days. And so yeah, you just want to hang in there, keep pressing, and keep the faith in God, because He'll see you through. So whenever you feel like giving up, whenever you feel like, you know, you're rejected by people, know that God is here for you. He's in your corner, and His plans are good, and He wants what's best for you. Now, when Joseph dreamed that he had a dream, he probably thought that that dream was going to take place another way. He probably didn't know that he was going to suffer all that he suffered just for that dream to come to pass. But it came to pass, but he had to go through some things. And sometimes me and you, you and I, we have to go through some things before we see the bigger picture and what God is trying to do in our lives. All right, well, that's all I have for you today, guys. Until next time, stay blessed and stay beautiful. Bye, guys.